Arrivo, arrivo. Ready, ready. Arrivo. You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty keep it near you and then pass it back. Is it? No, you just can take it near you and then pass it back.
I want to ask.
Not just right in front.
The different stages of Namabhas and the particular platform that Madhyamadhikari is belonging from Namabhas platform. So some different stages are there, and then after Sudhanam.
You're mentioning about Namabhas. As far outside, beside the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this idea of Namabhas as a particular stage of chanting. But in the writings of the Goswamis and others, we don't see this mentioned. They talk about Namaparad and Shudanam. And the sixth canto Bhagavatam, the story of Ajamila. Ajamil, in there is one shloka, so there's four types of namabhas. But that, in the commentaries of that verse, of that Bhagavatam, it says these namabhas applies, these four categories of namabhas applies to those who have not taken diksha, Vaishnava diksha, have not been initiated into nam bhajan or into smaranga bhajan. Smarana Anga Bhajan means what the Babaji's are doing mostly, Smaran, Leela Smaran, Siddhadeya Smaran, maybe a higher stage of Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti. Vaidhi Sadhana, then Raghunuga Sadhana, Bhav, Prema. So there it mentions Sanket, Hela, Stoba, Parihasa, the four types. And just someone casually chants Hare Krishna or someone joking, oh, ha, there's the Hare Krishna. Or Sanket means indicating, Sanket Nam, indicating, not thinking of Bhagavan and not thinking this means Bhagavan, but, oh, it's my son, Narayan. So Jamiel called his son Narayan. So this is the Namabhas. And nowhere is it described in any books by the six Goswamis or Narottam, Das Thakur, or Baladev, when they describe sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana. I mean, I was just referring to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That is our law book. That is the basic foundational law book. And I don't see anywhere any mention there of this Namabhas idea. So it's only different people commenting on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings where you could find an answer to that. My understanding is what our Goswamis present, that there are 10 aparats, das aparats, and they're quoting from Padma Puran. And they say they're either chanting with aparat or you're chanting Shudanam. That's it. And then, as far as what stage of bhakti, even a beginning devotee can chant Shudanam. It doesn't have to be. So you're asking about this Shudanam and what stage of bhakti. You're chanting Shudanam at the level of bhava, or you're chanting Shudanam at the level of ruchi. From what I studied, I mean, I wrote a book about this, of course, Art of Chanting. This is the most perplexing subject to find any information on. This, what is the Shudanam? I've asked several times questions to devotees, advanced devotees, what exactly it means, Shudanam. Is Shudanam equal to Premnam, or Shudanam, you chant Shudanam, you get darshan. And many people say many things, if you chant Shudanam once, all your material desires are eliminated. I've heard things spoken, but I've never really seen anything written. So I can't speak on the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Goswami writings. And what I've seen translated in English, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote these books in Bengali, most of them, Jiva Dharma and Harinam Chintamani. And these are the main books where you'll find this idea of Namabhas, etc. So how accurate the English translations are, I cannot say, because I don't know the Bengali. And the whole concept itself is not clear to me. What I've read in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, you're confused, I'm also confused. So then to get further reference from the original source material, the six Goswamis, the Bhagavatam, I don't find any. Because oftentimes we talk about Ajamil. I think one of what became clear to me is the whole concept of Namabhas does not apply to someone who is seriously chanting Namabhajan. So then that brings into question what is Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying. Because the Namabhas is described, the only place it's mentioned is the sixth canto of Ajamil, there's one verse. And four types are mentioned there. But they're not talking about anybody that's doing walking around with beads or kanti mala. They're making a joke of it. It's just they're waking up and yawning. I just forget about it. I don't know what to do. It's like, hurry up. So back to this discussion. Namavas and Shudanam. Just to review, first of all, what was most surprising to me was that the term Namavas only applies to those that aren't initiated or those that are not seriously practicing Namabhajan. In other words, they're not chanting on beads with a desire to become Krishna's devotee, or with the desire to love Krishna. They may be following, say someone's following regular principles or not. Many people, they get some japa beads, they start chanting. They don't even know about the regular principles. Someone says, oh, chant this mantra, it's good, and they chant. But they're chanting on beads, and they're told you should chant the Krishna's holy name. That's the yajna for the sage. That's the means of self-realization. The sage chant Hare Krishna. So they're chanting on beads with a desire to spiritually improve. Now, Namabhas doesn't apply to them. Because Namabhas is only mentioned one place in Srimad Bhagavatam in the sixth canto, discussion of Ajamil. And there it mentions, Bhagavatam verse itself mentions four types of Namabhas. Sanket, Parihasa, Hela, and Stoba. Four types. And each one of these types is the examples given, and they apply to those that just anybody randomly chants Hare Krishna, jokingly, aha, Hare Krishna's, or Sanket means indicating something else. Oh, my son Narayan. He's not thinking of God, it's not japa, it's not a meditation, it's not a sadhana, it's nothing. That is the only place Namavas appears. Nowhere in Goswami books is discussion of Namavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it. I already mentioned that the books are in Bengali. I don't know what the clear English is. So I can't... It's always confusing when I read in English what he described about Namavas. And as you were saying, what stage is Namavas? Is that the stage when you're at Anartha Nivritti? Or is that the stage you're at Namavas when you're at the stage of Nishta or Ruchi? Or what is it? Or when you come to Bhav, then you're chanting Shudanam. Or no, only when you come to Prem, you're chanting Shudanam. But you're not chanting Shudanam when you're at Nishta. There's no answer to any of those questions. There's no answer to those questions in Goswami books. What I understand is that the devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna as a means of self-realization, he's either chanting with offenses or he's chanting purely. Goswami, here's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the Bible of Bhakti. There's no discussion anywhere in Namabhas. There is a discussion of the 10 offenses. And it talks about Shuddha Sattva. It talks about pure goodness. So Shuddha Nam means pure, the pure name. So my understanding, someone who's chanting Hare Krishna, he should be very careful to avoid the 10 offenses. So if he's avoiding the 10 offenses, then he's chanting Shuddha Nam. Because the holy name, when you read in the Puranas or anywhere they're describing the glories of the holy name, they say, it says, Mangalam Mangalanam Etan Madaram Mangalam Mangalanam Etan Madaram Madaram Shraddhaya Halaya Parigitam Cha. So here it's mentioning, it says that this, it's a glorification of Krishna's name. So it says, Shraddhaya Halananam Parigitam Cha. Whether the holy name is sung or chanted with faith, or even indifferently, Hela. That's one of the types of Namavasana, sixth canto. This Halanam, even if you just inadvertently chant Hare Krishna, still it's auspicious, it's most auspicious of all auspicious things, and it's very sweet. Mangalanam, Mangala Mangalanam, Etan Madaram Madaram. So even some bhakta joins the Harinam party, he's in Moscow, and he's just a karmi walking and says, hey, come join. And see the banner there, it's telling in Russian, Hare Krishna. You chant with us. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he says, I'll stay for 5 minutes. And he stays for 5 minutes. Well, this is nice. Can I stay longer? Yeah, you stay longer. And he stays for 2 hours. And then you ask him, how do you like? Oh, it's very sweet. I feel very good. So even he has no faith. He doesn't know what his holy name is. And he's just... But still, the name has such power, he's experiencing the sweetness and the benefit. That's why every single person, whether he's Kanishta or Madhyam or Uttam, or whether he is following four regular principles or not, if he sits down and engages in Harinam Sankirtan, he feels good. He feels happy. Because he's being blessed by the holy name, being blessed by Krishna. Some of the sweetness of Krishna's name is coming in his heart and mind. And some of the goodness and the mangalam, the Badram and mangalam is coming in his brain. That's the power of the holy name. So Shuddhanam, I think devotees, my understanding is that many, many devotees are chanting Shuddhanam, and that's why they're making such very fast progress. It's very clear. Am I disobeying the other spiritual master? No. Am I offending sadhus? No. Am I preaching to the faithless? No. And it's very clear. The 10 offenses, there's explanations of the 10 offenses here and there in the Goswami books, and you can read those. Of course, Bhaktivinoda has his explanation. I think only a devotee has to worry about is carefully avoiding the 10 offenses, then chanting the holy name correctly. Then he can understand, I'm chanting Shuddhanam. I don't think Shuddhanam, my understanding is I don't believe Shuddhanam is a great impossible mystery or an impossible attainment. Oh, he's chanting Shuddhanam. Some people preach, you have to chant the real name, the Shuddhanam. Well, that the name is real. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigara. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukta Vinatva Namanamano. This verse is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These are the most important verses in the Nam Mahima. They're quoted directly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by Rupa Goswami Pad. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigra Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Vinatva Namanamana. Then, Atasri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahamindre Sevan Mukhehi Jivado Sevan Swayam Eva Spuratyada. Swayam Eva Spuratyada. So if you want to have Spurti, Swayam Bhagavan Spurti, direct Swayam, direct vision, spurti, spuratyada, it begins with seva, sevan mukhehi jivado. You engage the service, glorifying Krishna, glorifying Guru, and chanting the holy name. Then the senses become peaceful and controlled, and you avoid all aparads. Then you experience the presence of Krishna in your heart and mind. When devotees chant, they're experiencing Krishna. That's Shuddhanam. Krishna doesn't come to an offensive heart. There's many devotees who sit down, they chant a lakh or they chant 2 lakhs. They experience Krishna. Krishna does not live with offenders. Guru places bhakti in the heart. When Bhakti Devi enters in the heart, she establishes her kingdom there. And her kingdom is a kingdom of purity. And her kingdom is full of attraction for Krishna. Krishna is attracted to bhakti. The more pure the bhakti, the more deep the bhakti, the more Krishna manifests his presence there. So if you can find someone who knows the Bengali and they can read from the Bengali and explain it directly from the books, otherwise any English explanations of English books, I don't think they'll be very satisfactory. I haven't been able to find any satisfactory. When I would ask about realize acharyas about Shudranam and Namabhas, they say, what are you talking about, Namabhas? You're chanting Shudranam or you're making offenses? There's two stages of chanting. Now, there's offensive chanting. If you're a chanter, if you're talking about the chanting of the holy name, just anyone chanting, then you could say, although it's not mentioned, but there's a type of chanting. There's a type of chanting, and it has four divisions called Namabhas. But that is not for devotees, not for any sadhaka, a devotion. For him, there's offenses and there's a Shudranam. Offenses stop, Shudranam. How do you know? Oh, I have a fever and I have a sore throat and I can't smell and I have a headache. And I'm taking this medicine. Hello, doctor. How do I know if I'm healthy? Do you have a headache? No. Do you have a fever? No. Is your nose clear? Yeah. Do you have an appetite? Yeah. See, now you're healthy. So how do I know I'm chanting Shudranam? That's the next question. How do I know I'm chanting Shudranam? Because I feel happy, I feel auspicious, I feel the presence of Krishna, and I can perceive Krishna sometimes when I'm chanting. Krishna, I feel Krishna's with me. I feel his presence. And I'm not a Premi Bhakta, I'm not a Bhava Bhakta, I'm not experiencing all the rasas. That Bhava Bhakta, he's fixed in his tairati. And he's having sportis of Krishna and experiences the ras. This is the real bhakti ras is there. So that person at that level of bhava, he's chanting Shudranam. I'm also chanting Shudranam. He's chanting Shudranam, but Shuddha Premnam. And that's told in a verse in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Evam Vrata Supriya Nama Kirtya. Starts off Evam Priyasana Namakirtya. Says that when one person comes to bhava, then he chants that he has great anuraga, he has great honor, deep attachment for his favorite name of God. And then Rodati says that he starts chanting, sometimes he's crying, sometimes he's chanting out Radhe, Radhe, or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He's crying. And he disregards Lokavichar, Lokabhaya. The opinion of the people is out by us, outside. He doesn't care about outsiders. Because he's like that. I don't know if that verse is here in this book. Anyway, it's a famous verse, Evam Vrata Supriya Nama Kirtya. This is all Hindi, so it's hard to look up sometimes. Anyway, Jai Radhe.